Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zikhu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Before we start today's share, I want to share something exciting. We just launched the Zikhu Remember Makos campaign 23 Blot in 23 days, and we need your help to make it a success. If you've experienced the power of Zikhu, remembering what you've learned, reviewing in minutes, holding on to a daf, imagine what it can do for others. So in honor of the occasion and to facilitate everyone's success, yours included, we're giving away a free full-color Zikhu Makos Simanim Sefer. It's 76 pages of write-ups, illustrations, step-by-step instructions to help anyone master the 23 blot of Makos in just 23 days. So here's how you can help. Share the link with your friends and chavrusas. Just go to zikhru.com/makos, and that's where they can order their free sefer. Tell people how Zikhru has helped your learning. Encourage them to sign up and get the free sefer. So go to zikhru.com/makos, M-A-K-K-O-S, and order your free sefer, and tell others to join the campaign and get their free sefer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amud Alef, Menashe is listed as one of the three kings with no share in Olam Haba. Yehuda disagrees, citing the pasuk that Menashe davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu returned him to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom. The Chachamim hold he was only returned to his kingdom, but not receiving Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan explains they argue about the same pasuk, which describes punishment for the people of Yehuda, Biglal Menashe, on account of Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda holds they were punished because Menashe did repent, and they didn't learn from his example. The Chachamim hold that because Menashe did not repent and drew them after them, they were all punished. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Omer, Menashe inu chelek Olam Haba. Whoever says Menashe has no share in Olam Haba, Marpi Yaden Shabali Tshuva, weakens the hands of those who want to repent, meaning it discourages them. Because the Brisa states that Menashe repented for 33 years, yet he still has no share in Olam Haba. Point number two, Rabbi Yirmi brought Amad Darshan Psukim as a bracha from David to his son Shlomo. Lo su'une ilecha ra, no evil will befall you, means shol yishot behen yetzah hara, that the evil inclination should not rule over you. Benegol yikra b'halecha, nor will any plague come into your tent, means shol timse ishtocha safek nida b'shan shetavu min haderech, that you should not find your wife a safek nida when you come home from a journey on the road. Alternatively, the first phrase means shol yiva asucha chalomos raim v'hirurim raim, the bad dreams and thoughts should not frighten you. And the second phrase means shol yehelo chaben o talmid shemakdiach tavshigo barabim, that you should not have a son or a talmud who burns his dish in public, meaning behaves destructively. Ad kan berchu aviv. Until this point, Shlomo's father blessed him, and the following psukim discussing his physical welfare, such as kimo achav yitzavelach v'shmarcho b'chod rachecha, for Hashem will command his angels for you to guard you in all your ways, are his mother's blessings. The concluding psukim, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks, ki bi chashak ba'afaltehu, for he has yearned for me, and I will deliver him. Beirachtu shamayim, heaven, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu, blessed him. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to ask why several kings are not listed as having no share in Olam Haba. Rava asks Rabbi Marmari why Jehoiakim was not listed, and his wickedness is described. Rabbi Marmari said he didn't hear about the kings not being listed, but did hear why Micha, a commoner, was not listed, because his bread was always available for travelers. Rabbi Nassan says that from Grav to Shiloh was a distance of 3 mil, and the smoke of the Mishkan's fire on the Mizbeach and the smoke of sacrifices to Micha's idol intermingled with each other. The Malachim sought to push him away from this world, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, leave him alone because his bread is available to travelers. This caused punishment to the people during the incident of Pelegesh Begiva, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, for my honor you didn't protest against Micha's idol, yet for the honor of flesh and blood, meaning the violation of the Pelegesh, you protested. So once again, the 3 points are number one in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amud Alef. Menashe is listed as one of the three kings with no share in Olam Haba. Yehuda disagrees, citing the pasuk that Menashe davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu returned him to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom. The Chachamim hold he was only returned to his kingdom, but not receiving Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan explains they argue about the same pasuk, which describes punishment for the people of Yehuda, Biglal Menashe, on account of Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda holds they were punished because Menashe did repent, and they didn't learn from his example. The Chachamim hold that because Menashe did not repent and drew them after them, they were all punished. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol Omer Menashe inu chelek olam haba." Whoever says Menashe has no share in olam haba, marpi yaden shabali tshuva, weakens the hands of those who want to repent, meaning it discourages them. Because the Brisa states that Menashe repented for 33 years, yet he still has no share in olam haba. Point number 2, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Amar darshan psukim as a bracha from David to his son Shlomo. Lo su'un ne'ilecha ra, no evil will befall you, means shelo yishlot behen yetzer hara, that the evil inclination should not rule over you. Benegel yikra b'ha'alecha, nor will any plague come into your tent, means shelo timse ishtecha safek nida b'shan shetavu min haderech, that you should not find your wife a safek nida when you come home from a journey on the road. Alternatively, the first phrase means shelo yiva'asucha chalomos ra'im v'hirurim ra'im, the bad dreams and thoughts should not frighten you. And the second phrase means shelo yehelocha ben o talmid shemakdiach tavshigo barabim, that you should not have a son or a talmud who burns his dish in public, meaning behaves destructively. Adkan berchu aviv. Until this point, Shlomo's father blessed him, and the following psukim discussing his physical welfare, such as kimo alchav yitzavelach v'shmarcho b'chod rachecha, for Hashem will command his angels for you to guard you in all your ways, are his mother's blessings. The concluding psukim, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks, ki bi chashak ba'afaltehu, for he has yearned for me, and I will deliver him. Beraktu shemaim, heaven, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed him. And point number 3, the Gemara proceeds to ask why several kings are not listed as having no share in olam haba. Rava asks Rabbi Marmari why Jehoiakim was not listed and his wickedness is described. Rabbi Marmari said he didn't hear about kings not being listed, but did hear why Micha, a commoner, was not listed, because his bread was always available for travelers. Rabbi Nassan says that from Grav to Shiva was a distance of 3 mil. And the smoke of the Mishkan's fire on the Mizbeach and the smoke of sacrifices to Micha's idol intermingled with each other. The Malachim sought to push him away from this world. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, leave him alone because his bread is available to travelers. This caused punishment to the people during the incident of Pelegesh Begiva because Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, for my honor you didn't protest against Micha's idol, yet for the honor of flesh and blood, meaning the violation of the Pelegesh, you protested. Alright, so now we got our Siman Daf Kuf Gimel. Our standard Siman is Kugel. So here goes. The evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his Kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, and was jealous of his evil neighbor destined for Olam Haba because he made sure to always have Kugel available for travelers. Once again, slow motion. The evil owner of King of Kugels, that must be Siman Daf Kuf Gimel. The evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his Kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if Menashe has a share in Olam Haba and if he did Teshuvah. Our Brisa states that Menashe repented for 33 years, yet he still has no share in Olam Haba. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his Kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the brachas that Shlomo received from David HaMelech, his mother, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One shot, a part of the bracha that David gave him was that you should not have a son or talmid who burns his dish in public, meaning behaves destructively. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his Kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, and was jealous of his evil neighbor destined for Olam Haba because he made sure to always have Kugel available for travelers, which reminds us that Micha is not listed as having no share in Olam Haba because he provided food to travelers. So once again, the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his Kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, and was jealous of his evil neighbor destined for Olam Haba because he made sure to always have Kugel available for travelers. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Daf Tzadites. So the Simmer Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. At the cheetah park, that must be on Daf Tzadites. At the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nevim Kulan, when Nisnabu El Yomas Mashiach, all the Nevim only prophesied about the days of Mashiach, But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen Hashem except yours, Yas Mochakolo, that which he will do for one who awaits him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, "In ben olam hazeh lomos Mashiach el shibud malchus bolvad." There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach, except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. So at the Cheetah Park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, "Ein Torah, min HaShamayim," which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amarav taught that one who says, "Ein Torah, min HaShamayim," the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Kidvar Hashem Bazah. He has despised the word of Hashem about which it says, "Hakares tikares," that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or kavachomer or gezer shava. Kidvar Hashem Bazal includes other people as well. So at the Cheetah Park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, "Ein Torah, min HaShamayim." A farmer wearing cheetah-patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest was schmoozing with a yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, "Whoever learns Torah but does not review it, domel adam shezorea beino kotzer, is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest." Rabbi Yeshua says, "Whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child." Mikiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. Daf kuf, so the simon daf kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. In the monkey cage, monkey, that must be daf kuf, kof, monkey. In the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous opinions as to what constitutes an Apikoros, one being using the expression, "Hani Rabbanan," those rabbis. So in the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, which reminds us, Reb Dimi said, Hashem is destined to give every tzaddik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rava Bar Mari taught that Kosh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzaddik 310 worlds based on the pasuk "Anchil Ohove Yesh," to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive a Kosh Baruch Hu's immense reward. So in the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Ben Sira that another monkey was reading, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Akiva says, one who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba. This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Ben Sira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Ben Sira as describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard, who constantly strokes his beard, as exceedingly clever. Daf Kuf Alf. So the Simon Daf Kuf Alf is a bird caller going, "Caw, caw." So here goes. The bird caller is weeping and going, "Caw, caw." Bird caller is going, "Caw, caw." That must be Daf Kuf Alf. The bird callers weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Akiva's happiness upon witnessing Rabbi Eliezer's suffering. He said, "For as long as they saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his produce becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema chas v'shalom kibo Rebbe olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world," meaning his char. "Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba." So the bird callers weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva said, Chavivin Yesurin, suffering is precious, and brought us proof that it was only suffering that caused Menashe to do tshuva. So the bird callers weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned two giant golden bird callers outside his shop, which reminds the Gemara discusses the gases of Ruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, which caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the Regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the Azara, and he would be forced to stand, since only Malki Yehuda could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The king standing outside the cave. Cave? That must be more than Daf Kuf Beis. The king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, which reminds us, a Kodesh Baruch who urged Yeravam to do teshuvah and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden. Yeravam asked, Mi Barosh, who will be at the head? And the Kodesh Baruch responded, and the Kodesh Baruch replied, Ben Yishai Barosh, the son of Yishai will be at the head. To this, Yeravam responded, Ihachi will be Ina. If so, I do not want it. So the king standing outside the cave, who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, in a dream, Menashe described to Rav Ashi the powerful desire for Avodah Zarah at that time. Rav Ashi asked him, since you're so learned, why do you worship idols? Menashe replied, Ihavas Hasim, had you been there at that time, you would have lifted the bottom of your garment and run after me to worship with me. So the king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, while another king was busy erecting idols in every furrow and bowing down to them, which reminds us the Gemara relates about Achav's wickedness and why it was difficult to punish him. The Gemara says there was not a single furrow in Eretz Yisrael upon which Achav did not erect an idol and bow to it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that one who learns but does not review is like one who plants but doesn't reap? That's on daf Tzadi Tes. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that Yeravam ben Nevat's arrogance is what caused him to fall and build 2 golden calves? That's on daf Kuf Halav. Good. Number three, which daf do we mechok is if Menashe has a share in Olam Haba and if he did Teshuvah? That's on daf Kuf Gemel. Good. Number four, which stuff the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu urged Yeravam to do teshuva and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden? That's on Dav Kuf Beis. Good. Number five, which stuff do the incident where Mashiach told Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that he was coming Hayom? That's on Dav Tzadiches. Good. Number six, which of the one that in a dream Menashe describes to Rav Ashi the powerful desire for Avodah Zarah during his lifetime? That's on Dav Kuf Beis. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we have the bracha that David HaMelech gave Shlomo HaMelech that he shouldn't have sons or talmidim who burn their dishes, meaning behave destructively? That's on Dav Kuf Gimel. Good. Number eight, which of the one that Tzaddikim will be able to receive their vast reward as they'll be given 310 worlds? That's on Dav Kuf. Good. Number nine, which of the one that Micha was not excluded from Olam Haba because he always prepared food for travelers? That's on Dav Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 10, which of the one that it's futile to try to determine when Mashiach will come? That's on Dav Tzadi Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.